We are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to verse 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. When the Lord said he had filled him with the Spirit of God, you will expect that he was going to do what we usually think is spiritual service. But you see, as far as the Lord is concerned, every work of God is a spiritual service. Doing what God has called you to do is a spiritual service. If God asks you to clean a table or to serve the table, it's a spiritual service. So when God filled him in all wisdom and understanding, It was to work in gold and silver, you know, in cutting of stone, timber, all manner of workmanship. In other words, the Spirit of God does not come upon a man simply to be a preacher. The Spirit of God come upon you to function in every areas of life that God wants you to function. God can give you gifts in natural things, in building, in art, in health, in diverse areas, in teaching, and so on. Now, one of the ways, why God do this is so that man will not boast. You see, Bezalel cannot boast. He cannot go ahead and say, wow, without me, what can they do? Because he didn't know how to do this thing before until the Spirit of God came into him and filled him with wisdom, with understanding, and with knowledge. Brethren, don't boast about the gift of God in your life. Don't boast about the grace of God in your life. Now, you see, this is how the grace of God works. The grace of God works so quietly and silently that you are likely to think you are the one doing it. I discovered that the things that I do not stress me, that to me just look normal. I'm wondering why every other person cannot do it. But you see, it is the grace of God. It looks normal to me. It looks almost like, wow, it's a very easy thing. Until I discovered that other people can do it. It's the same thing, the things that other people do, that I marvel, how do they do this? And yet to them, it is just as simple as ABC. The grace of God is so blended into your humanity that you will think you are the one doing it. So there is the tendency not to give glory to God. And you know God is so good. He will give you that grace. And he's not going to stand and say, you see, you cannot do this thing, but now my grace will come in and you will do it so that you will know it's me. God will give you grace so that you will be functioning at a level that you will think it is just you. People will think you are so good on the computer. You are so good with minute writing. You are so good with report. You are so good on your job. You are so good at this. Yet, it is the grace of God. So, brethren, don't boast and let all the glory go to God. It is God that equips us. It is God that enables us. The same training you receive, some people received that same training, but they couldn't complete it. Some people started that training with you and they couldn't understand it and they drop out. So give God all the glory. The fact that grace is so silent and embedded into your humanity and it looks like it is you doing it, it is not you, brethren. It is he that works in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let's lay all the glory at his feet. All the thanksgiving, let's take it to the throne of grace, to the seat of mercy, where the Lord Most High sits forevermore. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.